Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. And we just stop by to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God. If it had not been for you, where would we all be this day, Lord God? And we just stop by to say thank you. Father, I lift up Dorothy to you today, Lord God, in the loss of her son to a heart attack on Mother's Day, Father God. Comfort that family right now that only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you and praise in advance for opening up doors for Dorothy as she desires to take her son back to Saginaw, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So comfort that family, and I still pray for salvation to come forth, even in the midst of bereavement, Lord God. And I say thank you, Lord God, for being their comforter today, Lord God. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory. I lift up the family in Saginaw that lost a son to a violent death yesterday, Lord God. And I ask you to comfort that family as well, Lord God. And I say thank you, Lord God, for being their comforter right now. And I pray for Isaiah 60:18. Violence should be no more heard in our land, waste nor destruction within our borders. But thou should call our wall salvation and our gate praise. So we thank you for peace right now. We thank you for silence and violence all over the land, not only in Saginaw, God. So we ask you to have your way, Lord God. Expose, reveal, pull the covers back on the shooter, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we still rejoice, even hearing bad news, Lord God. We still rejoice in you, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So I thank you for salvation coming forth even out of this bereavement, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Lift up the visionary that's lying to you this morning, Lord God. Continuously cover him and build him up, Lord God. Continuously cover Mother and Dad Matthews, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory. I lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you, Lord God, as you continuously cover and keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift Rita up to you, Lord God, her family, Lord God, as she faithfully works behind the scenes, Lord God. Cover and comfort her family, Lord God. Continue to heal and deliver in her family, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. I lift up Evangelist Wilkes and her entire family, Lord God. Continue to keep your arms around that family as well, Lord God. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, Lord God, because you're sitting high looking low down on us, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing a new thing in our lives, through us, for us, and around us, Lord God. We lift up all our neighborhoods and our neighbors to you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do a new thing in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Continue to silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Reveal all the shooters, Lord God. Snatch the covers back off of them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Lord God. Lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that I didn't get a 911 call on last night, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name, Lord God, because we're going to continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Even in bereavement, our strength comes from the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And Father, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you for forgiving us of our sins of omission, commission, mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask you for breakthroughs today for your people, Lord God, and not a breakdown. We thank you that we're getting better and not bitter, Lord God. We thank you that we're the head and not the tail, that we're above and not beneath, Lord God. We thank you that we are more than conquerors, even in the midst of our storms. Hallelujah, Lord God. We say thank you for it right now. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today, over every household represented on this line today, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Order our footsteps today, Lord God. Lead us and direct us in all truth on today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I just stop by to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, for opening up more doors for me to be able to feed the homeless more, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for more donations coming in for me to feed the homeless, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you to cover the homeless all over the universe, God. Meet their needs, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Keep your arms around them, Lord God. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man open, God. Oh, we thank you for, Lord God, for watching over the homeless in every city and every state in the nation right now, God. It's homeless people, Lord God. But they need one touch from you, God. So touch that only you can do, God. Open up the door for them that only you can do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up all the sick and the shut-in in their homes today. I lift up the sick and the shut-in in nursing homes on today, God. Do a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, because it's all about you, Father. It's all about you, not about me, God. But I'm asking you to have your way, Lord God. Your will be done in the earth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for a fresh fire anointing saturating this line today, Lord God, to heal and deliver your people today, Lord God. One word from you, Lord God. One touch from you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God, because you laid your life down for each and every one of us so we could live and have our being in you, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing it, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Your word says in Psalms 150, Lord God, let everything have breath, praise you, the Lord. We can still yet praise you in the midst of bereavement, God. We still can magnify your name in the midst of bereavement, God. And we say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for bringing heaven to earth for your people all over the land, Lord God. We just bless your name for healing, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where doctors can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't show. So we thank you for the spirit of the living God penetrating our nations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the nations, Lord God, in our cities, Lord God, because you have the whole wide world in your hand, even the itty-bitty babies in your hand. Have your way this awesome Thursday morning. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you, and we absolutely nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ and strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's people on this beautiful day. Amen. We thank and praise God for another day. Amen. The day that the Lord has made, he has woke us up. We thank and praise God for you, you and you. We thank and praise God, Mother Smith, Gwen Smith, for that powerful prayer. She has set the atmosphere. Amen. On this morning.
Good morning, Mother Sydney.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Prophet. Amen.
Good morning to you, Mother. How you doing, Mother Grant?
Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning to you, Mother.
Amen. We thank the Lord for you, you, and you, near and far. Amen. We thank God for those on the conference line, amen, that's calling in, amen, that's listening near and far. We thank God for you. We thank God for those on the Blog Talk Radio, amen, the blessing of the Lord, amen, make it rich and add it no sorrow. On this morning, amen, word to God, if you have a question for myself or Prophet Matthew, on the conference line, star 6 your line, amen, and come right on in. And on the Blog Talk Radio, amen, just press 1 on your dial, amen, and you'll be able to get come into this queue, amen, and ask your question, ask your comment, amen, on this morning. Glory to God. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is here, amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Glory to God. Because guess what, Mother Sydney, amen, I brought the Spirit with me. Because the Bible tells us greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. So the God that's in me, amen, glory to God, is greater than the God in this world. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we just bless the Lord on this morning for you. Good morning, Prophet Matthew. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mother. Good morning to you on today. And to those that are listening in. Good morning to everybody on this day. We just bless the Lord, Mother, for you and those that are listening in. And Shirley, this is open forum, so if you have any questions and comments for us, and you want to ask us a question, feel free to ask us any questions you like. Whatever's on your heart, we're willing to do our best as a team to be able to respond to it and give you an answer. There's some powerful things that me and Mother Sydney were sharing with each other. And I tell you, it's nothing about the revealing presence of God when he starts revealing great things to our life and just showing us many things in the Bible. And when you're dealing with Greek, or actually what we call etymology, root words, where the words come from, where the meaning come from, what actually became that word before it became in word in the etymology, you know, the word considered historicity, dealing with the history of a word, a history of a people, history of a culture, history of a background. So we were dealing with that a little bit today, me and Mother. So we just have an open forum. So if there's something that you have a question about in the Word of God or even outside the Word of God, something maybe just personal that you have to ask us, or a comment. Oftentimes, you know, I travel a lot, and when you're traveling, Mother, like I'm traveling, even this morning traveling, you get people ask questions, or you talk about being a believer. I will use the word term, believer, compared to other religion or other denomination. And I'm learning more that I don't argue the Word of God. I reveal the Word of God. Somebody needs to ask, I write that one down. I don't argue the word of God. I reveal the Word of God. And most of us need the Word of God to be revealed to us instead of arguing with people over the Word. When you reveal to them, then they have no reason to argue. But if you're arguing back with them, you can never reveal the Word because you're trying to make your point and not God's point. Ooh, I felt that this morning. Did y'all feel that? You feel that? That is powerful right there. That was powerful. So I think it's time right now to challenge your own mindset, your own thought process, your own feelings, so you can be able to reveal the word of God to his people and for the lives of his people out today. So, in saying that, do anybody have a question, comment for us? We thank God for Administrator Richard Breyer. Brother Breyer, we bless the Lord for you. God's healing, miraculously. He's healing the family. He's healing. And somebody right now being healed right now from some things they've been going through. There's a fresh wind of healing right now being released right now over somebody's life. Amen. All right. Anybody got a question, comment for us, Mother? Come on back here.
Amen. Glory to God. We just thank and praise God. Amen. On this day. Amen. On this day when you talked about historicity, amen. So think about Hebrew 11:1, amen. And in that, some of the question I'm posing to you on this morning, in Hebrew 11:1, when you talk about historicity, amen. And when growing up, amen, when they talked about that great cloud of witness, amen. And they were always talk about, you know, okay, those are angels, amen. Those are our forefather. But they definitely did not pinpoint, amen, to who forefather they were talking about. And so in that Hebrew 11:1.
Yeah.
12 and 1, yeah. 11 and 1 is now faith. But 12:1, amen. Can you expound on that to give the people a little more revelation on it? Amen. When they talk about that great cloud of witness, amen. Because some things that we were taught, amen, it was taught at a place of what they knew, amen, is all that they knew, amen. But now I believe God is giving us a greater revelation of his word, amen, for people up today, for a remnant up today, that we'll be able to reach the masses of the people and at the same time to show us our identity in him. Amen. Who you are him and where your history lies at. But some people, you know, our culture, we don't know our history. Amen. Our history is so scattered and broken in pieces. Amen. And that's why we're such a broken person. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's right, who we are today.
Amen. Amen.
You know, one of the things about that particular book, if you read it from its chapter number 12 of the book of Hebrew. Now, when you actually read Hebrew in the New Testament, it's really breaking down Old Testament. That's why you get the book of Hebrew. It's called the book of Hebrew. And it reveals a lot of the history of the actual ancestors of Hebrew and Arabic. So, Mother, let's give the people an example of when people talk about historicity, you hear people say, they talk about, well, it's our ancestors. Our ancestors. And they'd be thinking, no, that's witchcraft. No, that's not really, that's not witchcraft. Because if you look at Hebrew, let's read it. Read it, Mother. Read it. We're actually reading it from the Greek writers. We're writing from the Greek. Go ahead, read it, Mother. Now, you got to understand it was actually Hebrew, Arabic, German, what we call Greek, Italian.
Right.
Latin, but ultimately.
Hebrew 12:1. He said, wherefore, seeing we also are come about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Now, you see how he said, now, Mother, is reading it actually from the Greek. So anything after the book of, after Matthew or Acts is really Greek. Old Testament is Hebrew or Arabic. Gospel is still actually part of Arabic writing and Hebrew because Jesus actually spoke their language. So you get Old Testament, which is what concealed. Gospel, Jesus, is fulfillment. And then anything after that is what's called revealing or revealment. So I don't argue with the people about the Word of God. You reveal to them the Word of God. Revealing is greater than arguing, because once you reveal somebody something in the Word of God, then what you do, you stop the argument from them arguing over something, because you reveal them, you reveal it to them. So here you got Hebrew chapter 12, verses number 1, when it talks about such great cloud of witness. Now, read that, and I'm going to break that down a little verse by verse. And then we're going to open up the line for any questions, comments, or if anybody have a question or comment for us, or they have a scripture they have concern about. So go ahead, share it right now.
Amen. You want me to read one again? It said, wherefore?
Yeah, read one again now.
Okay, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside
Now she said, wherefore we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Now, so if you're taking it to actually the Greek writing, the Greeks are talking about witnesses, a great cloud of witness. And we're taking it back to the history of the Word of God or the historicity of the history or the culture. When you hear people talk about the word, our ancestors are watching over us and such, and we go, oh, that's witchcraft. No, it's not. That's what they just say in Hebrew, a great cloud of witness. Our ancestors are witnessing what they have went through. So it's a great cloud of witness. They're witnessing. And we argue that. It's not an argument to it. You're revealing that they're right, but you're showing how it's done from the biblical or from the spiritual realm. What they're talking about is spiritual. What we're talking about is what we call theology or the study of religion, rituals. It's really the rituals of how they call it. So the ancestor term was actually used as a spiritual thing because everything is spirit. And we're so caught up in religion that we miss the spiritual things of God. You have too many people that are basically religious and they're not spiritual. Spiritual minded. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and truth. We got to bring truth to the people because so much of our history has been slant by religion, by Jesuit order, by ancient teaching, Catholicism. We shifted so many things. That's why you have argument between apostles and bishops. Well, the bishopric was really established by the Catholic Church, Catholicism. Now, the early church, what you call the early church or the early apostles or the apostolic teaching or the teaching of the early church apostles who were forerunners, prophets were the establishers for the fourth running. Because Old Testament prophets receive from God, New Testament prophets, they proceed. So we have the argument from a theologian standpoint, theologian, those of who study theology, God himself, the argument is not the ancestors. The argument is to let people understand the spiritual, it's really not an argument, but the challenge is terminology, revealing the terminology of bringing a lie to the people. Hope that made sense to somebody. Amen. Hope that made sense. We got some great scholars on here and teachers and those who are listening in to that. All right. Did that make sense, Mother Sydney, what we're seeing right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now go ahead. Now go ahead. Read on down the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse.
Amen. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sins which do it so easily beset us.
Now why do we lay aside? Now why do we lay aside every weight that sins that easily beset? Because of our because of the ancestors who were already witnesses to what we did. So we have to lay aside the sin that comes, the weight that's on us, and it's easily besetting us. We got to lay aside all of that weight and that sin that does what? Beset us or weigh us down, because there were forerunners before us. And go ahead and read the next part of that verse.
And then tell us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
There you go, because they already paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have there is people who already paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua paved the way. Why? Because Yeshua did never come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill the law. In other words, reveal God through the law. I'm going to reveal to you. I'm going to reveal him to you. I'm going to reveal it to you through the law. I'm going to show you how when the letter kept killing you, it would no longer kill you because it's going to reveal to you why it was certain laws or commandments made, 613 commandments, you know, all of those things to reveal it to you so you can have clarity of the word of God. So there you go, that's Hebrew. That's Hebrew based upon the Old Testament. And it will give clarity. Even when you talk about Solomon was so powerful, and Solomon was the wisest man on earth. But he went away because he was drawn away by many women. He was drawn away by those spirits, many women. I think he had so many thousand concubines and wives, Solomon. He was considered black, because they said Solomon was black. You'll understand. So when you break the revelation down of the wives that he went away from, or being drawn away of his own ways, his own flesh, or drawn away by their gods, that's what it was. He was drawn away by their gods. So he went away from their God. He went away from his God, which is Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, Emmanuel. And if you want to break it down, Isaiah is Yahweh of salvation. Jeremiah, Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. Ezekiel, Yahweh is God's strength. Then you have Daniel, Yahweh, which is God, is judge or the judgment of God. So we're breaking things down today for you. All right, Mother, come on in. I'm going to be 14 in a minute.
Okay. Amen.
Now, if anybody have any questions or comments for us, I'm going to put it in Mother's hand. Your mother asks something you don't understand or you need clarity about it. You could do that. You're not, today is, oftentimes people think it's an argument, but no, it's a revealing. You're just revealing something.
Uh-huh.
Just revealing. And then you may have a point of view that you see it different. It's okay. Because we can, you know, doesn't change our love for each other. We agree to disagree. You know, we agree that we can disagree. Yeah, we agree that we have a good point. So that's the power of it. All right, come on in, Mother.
Amen. That's good. Amen. And giving the people, amen, the history about our ancestors, and when you were talking about that, and how you said they paved the way. I thought about what dropped in my spirit was Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement. Amen. And how he paved the way for a lot of things. Amen. And we have to, all that they have went through. Amen. The abuse. Amen. The ridicule. Amen. Being ostracized, set apart. Glory to God, and that physical brutality, the mental brutality that our ancestors had to endure, amen. And there are other cultures, amen. They had their ancestors, you know, had to endure a lot of things too, amen. But yet, we look at what they went through, because as we see that there was such a great cloud of witnesses looking at us, basically, you know, we look at their history, look at our history, so we don't repeat some of the mistakes, amen, that was done in history, but we continue, amen, to what? We lay aside the weight, amen. Lay aside the bitterness. Lay aside the anger, amen. Lay aside the jealousy, amen. Lay aside all of that, amen, and any other type of sin which do easily beset you, that weigh you down, amen, because this is a race that we are running, amen. We have to run this race because when you are running a race, and it says, and let us run with patience. That's the key. He said, let us run. He said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. Because you have someone cheering you on. You have your ancestors cheering you on. Amen. But this race that is set before you, amen, glory to God. Run it with patience because the Bible tells us that the race is not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong. But he that endured to the end, amen, the race, amen, this gospel race, amen, Nidioshakaya, God, this race that you are running, amen, tell us, he said, run it with patience. Amen. Let patience possess your soul. Run it with patience. Amen. Because it makes, it put in remembrance when someone said run this race with patience, it let us know that it's a marathon. It's a marathon. Amen. It's a cross country, as a cross country runner. You have to run that race with patience. Amen. You have to run it with patience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, in running this race that is set before you, amen, it is telling us, looking to Jesus, amen, verse 2. It said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Of our faith. And we say in Hebrew 11 and 1, now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Where Paul, we go before that, where Paul was explaining about what faith is. Amen. Glory to God. We have to look to Jesus. Amen. That's why you can't have the sin up on you. Amen. You cannot have the weight up on you. Amen. Because it's telling you, it's giving us this instruction, amen, before we even run the race, amen, our ancestors telling us, amen, before you run that race, get the weight off, even in the natural. Let's look in the natural. When you have weights on your ankle, we have weights on our ankles. There's purpose why we have weights, amen. Some people are doing training, amen, glory to God, they're preparing for training. Amen. But this weight, what he was saying, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset you. So they letting us know that you have to be light. You have to be light for the flight. Amen. You got to be light for this race. Amen. That you're about to run. Amen. And so being light, that means don't let nothing weigh you down. Amen. Don't let anything weigh you down when you're running this race that is set before you. Amen. Glory to God. And so why you not allowing the weight and the sin to beset you or weigh you down? Then we go up to verse 2. He said, looking, because you can't have any sins upon you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When you look into Jesus, finisher of our faith, amen, glory to God, because what? We're looking to him, amen. We're looking to God, amen. Amen. We're looking to God, amen, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Come on in, Father.
And also, Mother, to add to that, when he said, laying aside every weight of sin that so easily beset us, when you come into the knowledge of something, then you're laying aside what you thought was right, and now it's wrong. So when you come into the knowledge, much is given, much is required, and some don't know yet it.
Amen.
He's disconnected, my friend.
Oh, he's disconnected. Oh, okay, all right then. And as thank you, Minister Bryant. And as he was saying that, when much is given, much is required, because we look back, amen, over our ancestors and how they taught something, how they taught things, amen, glory to God. It was, they taught all that they knew from the information that they had. And when we look today, we have a plethora of information, amen, glory to God, that we can pull from, amen. The book have been revealed to us, amen, and a totally, the word of God has been revealed to us, amen. The information highway have given us so much rather of knowledge that we can access. And there's a whole lot of junk that's out there too. But there's a way, there's a plethora of knowledge, amen, that we could tap into, amen, where our forefathers, amen, they didn't have access to that, nor did they even know how to do it, amen. And so we have to look to Jesus now, amen, because when you know to do what is right now, you know, you have to do it, amen. When you know to do it and don't do it, amen, that's a sin right there, glory to God. And so as this information and this knowledge is being revealed to us, glory to God. And so now it says, which do it so easily to be set up. It says, now we're able to run the race with patience, amen. That patience possess ye soul, that the race is set before us, because what? We're looking to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Because in order to attain the joy of rejoining, amen, the Father on his throne, amen, he had to what? He had to endure the cross. And so we as born-again believers, we must continue to run this race with patience if we want, amen, to see Jesus again. Amen.
And other parts of that, Mother, when you said he had to endure the cross and despise his death. Yeah, he had to come. He had to come and reshape what was killing us, the second about, to give us the knowledge and the understanding of his word, so that when we read it, we'll read it by the revelation of God, revealing it to us. But growth demands change, and the more you grow in God, the more you develop in God, the more things come to clear, so we can understand. Yeah. Go ahead, Mother. I'm just listening.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's despising the shame, and is set down, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's letting us know that he's there.
Now, look at what he said. When we sit at the right hand of the throne of God, that really means we're sitting in heavenly places. We're sitting in the throne of God in heavenly places. That's a dimension in God. Because in John 14:1, where it said, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions.
Right.
We're sitting in heavenly places. We're sitting right here. We're sitting in dimensions. We're there. We can be just like him if we want to. We can be in that place with the Father and not limit him. That's what brings us into the perfect place of what we call holiness. I'm a season of God. We're coming into one with the Father. Yeah. So we need to have the power and authority in the cast out demons, begin to speak the things, decree things. The angels of the living God is on assignment. the Bible said we're just a little lower than the angels, then that means we're a little lower than the fallen angels as well, because there's no limit to the fallen ones or the archangels. We're coming into that presence. So our mindset have to understand the only thing we have not been is in eternity. But when we tap into the presence of God, we move into the dimension of eternity. So we go in and out the spirit realm with the presence of God. Amen. This is blessing us this morning, Mother.
Amen.
Bringing us the knowledge of things. Anyone that listen in have a question for us? Is something waking, is this waking some people up? Just waking them up to the knowledge.
Amen.
We want people to be awakened to the knowledge of his word.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come alive to them.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mother.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mother Sydney, Prophet, and Administrator.
Good morning.
This is Marjorie.
Good morning, Marjorie.
And I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. But I do have a question that came out of my Tuesday night Bible study, in which that section we're under eschatology. And the question that I have that really wasn't clearly answered for me is, and I hate to use people's names, but I just need an answer. My question is, under the great falling away, or under the falling away, let me just say falling away, Carlton Pearson, is he an example of what he's doing or what he went through? Is that an example of falling away, of de falling away?
You want to come in, Mother Sydney, on that one? When you hear people call him a heretic, that means he's gone away from the word of God, he's gone away from the truth of God, gone away from the things of God. And the major issue is the confession, that if somebody confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, can they live that lifestyle? And he said, everyone is going to heaven. He said, every single person is going to heaven, no one's going to hell, based upon the scripture that he talks about, the love of God. And that confession. But we have to look at this in terms of where his scripture text can't come from, what he's revealing to the people. Now, in saying that, in hearing that, in saying that, is the point. The question you ask yourself, in the word of God, it's the Bible says, a homemonger, an adulterer, and a liar will take their part in the lake of fire. Then if two men are with each other, that's not the word of God or the will of God. So therefore, to say that that person is going to go to heaven living a lifestyle that's against what God said, that's a heretic, because you're going against the very thing, the morals of God, the morality of God. And to say, well, they can live that lifestyle and go to heaven, that's immorality. So that not only takes us to what we call end of a matter, eschatology, end of it. It ends right there. It ends. It ends right there. Because we came to a revelation that brought an end to what God was actually saying. But it's not going to be the end. And he's saying that individual can live that life and go on to heaven. You know, if they confess God as their Lord and confess him as their Savior and believe in his heart, then the first thing you do is be born again. You're being born of the Spirit, and the Spirit that is born of God does not operate in the spirit of another man, which God called procreation, a man and a woman. No, that's a twisted-minded individual who is operating in what we call debauchery and moving away from the moral principles of God. When you go away from the moral principles of God, then you're going away and you're ending eschatology. You end at the end of a matter, end of an age, end of a dispensation, end of a world, end of a person. That's the end of the individual. So you cannot tell me that this man can be with another man and go to heaven when if a man, a woman, and another man, a man sleeping another woman, man, which is his wife, is an adulteress. And the word of God said an adulteress will take that part in the relationship because that's not your mate, that's not your wife. And nowadays in 2020 they call it partner. So people use the word partners. You don't even know if it's a male or female. But God didn't separate the male or female. We just changed the terminology. Oh, that's your partner. Like you hear young ladies talking about their boyfriend. Oh, that's my partner. You hear young ladies talk about their girlfriend. That's their partner. You know, so that's my partner. So you got to understand language. Now you got to go back to what we call etymology. A word that was created centuries ago now is being used to define relationship, whether it's a man or woman. Yeah. So did that make sense when you said that? Did that make sense, Sister Marjorie?
Yes, sir, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And when you're in a world, when you're in a church world where you don't even know who's who these days, and you don't know if a man is a woman, and then you see a lot of masculine men that are very masculine. They just living a lifestyle outside of the word of God. I want to be very careful because I want to do everything in the spirit of love. So you have to know, regardless of who they are, what they are, you got to speak truth, or you got to teach the word of God as it relates to the Bible and what God talks about morally when it comes to the family and the principle of family.
And you know, Prophet, I had went to another scripture to give her about that.
Romans 1.
First Timothy.
Okay,
First Timothy 4:1-6, and I was reading that. It said, now, he said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time, it says, some shall depart from the faith. It says, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. It says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And this right here in verse 6, and it says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, 1-5, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. And so what is Paul saying to us, amen, you are a good steward, amen, you're a good brother, amen, a minister of the gospel, when you go and tell that person, amen, you know, that they have fallen away, amen, because in the latter time it was talking about, it includes Timothy days, amen, when Paul was talking to him. Amen. He said, some shall depart from the faith. Because when that person have depart from the faith, and you, which is spiritual, amen. And he said, if thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, he said, you're going to be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have to remind our brethren. We have to remind our sisters. Amen. of the word of God, of the word of truth. Amen. He said, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, because what? You are reminding him of that word. Amen. What Jesus is telling us. Amen. You're reminding us of it. Amen. Because he said there's going to be what? Seducing spirit. Amen. And doctrines of the devil that's being released upon the earth today. Amen. Because we have to, even though if they said that, you asked the question, you know, about him. I can't think of his name. You already said it. Pearson. Amen. Carlton Pearson. Amen. Mm-hmm. We have to put him back into remembrance. Amen. And not just him. Anybody else that have error. Those that have error, amen, glory to God, amen, and as the scripture said, have been seduced, giving heed. This could have been fallen up on us. That's why we have to stay so close to the word of God. That's why we have to constantly stay in prayer. We have to ask God to help our mind. We can put our own self up on a pedestal. Amen. Glory to God. And we have to always, 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 amen, have that spirit of humility. Always. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. And so we have to, amen, put God first. We have to seek God first. Amen. Glory to God. Because the Bible let us know. Amen. There are some seducing spirits and doctors of the devil that are out there. And so if it was taught, that word was taught, amen, the devil, his job is what? To come and snatch it. He tries to snatch it before it take root. Amen. And so that was a good question, Sister Marjorie. That was a good question. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the answer.
Amen. Pastor Matthew? Okay. Thank you. He's on his plane. He might not be able to come back in. Amen. And so it was just so powerful. And what stand out at me is that verse 6. So, you know, go and read 1 Timothy 4. Amen. Glory to God. And see what God is saying to you. He said, but if thou, instead of us condemning the person, amen. He said, if thou put the brother in remembrance, he said, if thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, thou should be a good minister of Jesus Christ. He says, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. That means that you have received it. Amen. Thou hast attained. That means that you have reached to that point of knowledge that you need. Amen. And so the word of God is our light. It's a lamp unto our feet. And we must continually, amen, refer back to God's word, because God's word, amen, his last will and testament. And we look at a will and we look at a will, amen, and is leaving his final instruction in the natural. Some people have will. And this is my final decree. This is my final saying. This is what I want to happen. This is what I want this person to get. This is what I want done to my estate. Amen. And so the word of God is our testament. Amen. To God. It's our But God is telling us what we need to do. Amen. And so we go back and we look at it. We look at it. Amen. And many times when we go back to God's word, I think about every time, you know, years ago, I could have looked at Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Years ago, I just read it. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, saying the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But I didn't have a in-depth knowledge or that experience with the word. With the word, with the word. I'm talking about the word himself, Jesus. And now today, I can truly say when I read it now, because of my relationship, because of my fellowship, amen, because of me abiding in him and he abiding in me, amen, now I can say it with an understanding. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, yes, without a shadow of a doubt, I can say that with an understanding. Give an example from yesterday. I came back home on the 30th of April, been gone for 2 months, and grandson didn't cut the grass. I'm like, oh, my God, this grass needs to be cut. The grass had grown up, up to knee, really up to knee length. Amen. It wasn't that high first, but it kept growing. I'm like, you need to get over and cut the grass. And so anyway, he never did show up. I had a person that used to cut my grass. I gave him a text. And he said he was going to come by last Saturday to look at the grass to see how high it is. I told him, I said, it's high. I said, that grass is high, to see if he were able to cut it. And so I never did get a text back saying if he looked at it or whatever. And I mentioned it to my nephew and my great-nephew, amen, and they said he was going to come. They saw it. They said he was going to come by Saturday, this Saturday coming up, to cut it. And so today I went, yesterday I went and took care of some business. I'm looking out my window. I said, God, I can't take this. I cannot take this. I went and picked up my groceries from Sam. And as I was coming back home, I was talking to my daughter on the telephone. I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to cut that grass, the front, just the front part. I said, I can't take it anymore. I said, I'm going to take my time. I said, I'm going to put it up on the highest. And I said, I'm going to take my time and cut it. Telling you, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As I was coming down my street, and I'm looking, I'm like, is there somebody in my yard cutting my grass? And so as I got close, I told my daughter, I'm like, oh, my God. I said, that's my nephew. Amen. I said, that's my nephew. Amen. I said, girl, that's Darrell in the yard cutting the grass. Cutting the grass. And I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God, he already knew, amen, that I was going to go, and I know I didn't have the strength to do, but I was going to do it. And I wasn't feeling the best. I said, but God, I'm going to do this. And so as I came up, he was cutting the grass. And he told me, he said, Auntie, he said, for some reason, they just let me off work early today. And I'm just listening. I'm smiling. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. And he said, I told my wife, he said, well, I said, the reason why they let me off early, I'm going to go and cut Auntie grass. Word, the Lord is my shepherd. God orchestrated that. He orchestrated that because he said, I'm your shepherd. He said, I shall not want. That means that I am going to provide for you. I am going to provide for every area of your life. Amen. And you talking about somebody was excited? I'm like, God, I thank you. And so now I can say with the understanding, Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. Amen. And so when we have the word of God, amen, it comes to us. When we are unlearned, we got the word of God that's being taught to us, and we don't understand it. We just, okay, as a child, I'm not understanding. Amen. Glory to God, going back and forth. I'm really not understanding, but I hear it. Amen. I hear the word. I hear it. It's going into in my system. It's going into my spirit. Amen. And so as I hear it, amen, over the years, amen. And then I met a man named Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And give my life to the Lord. We give our life to the Lord. Amen. And that same word, as we walk with God, that same word, amen, glory to God, becomes alive. Become alive in our life. His last will. And his testament, his last will, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let thy will, amen, let thy will be done in us, Lord God, as it is in heaven. And so we have such a great cloud of witnesses, amen, that's looking at us, our ancestors. They have paved the way. Glory to God. They paved the way for us. Hallelujah. Amen. They paved it. And so we have an example. Amen. We know what not to do. Amen. Glory to God. And we know what to do. Glory to God. And so when we have that example that is watching over us, amen, we can continue this race. Amen. We continue it. Amen, it says, and looking unto Jesus, because he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so when we run the race, amen, we run it continuously. We set a pace. You remember the race, amen, that we were taught in school about the tortoise and the hare? Amen, you know the hare, he was super fast. He didn't have no sense. He didn't have any sense. But the turtle, you know how they would read the story? He galloping along. He galloping along. He slowly galloping along. But the hare, he'll speed up. Amen. He'll speed up and go, just say, 50 miles in front of the tortoise. Glory to God. But, yeah, he... At the same time, he's not, he having things to look, what, to distract him. He got a lot of distractions. He even go to sleep. And what, the tortoise, the hare, I mean the tortoise, what, the turtle? Catch up with him. Catch him while he's asleep. And then he speeds up again. But yet, in the end, oh, glory to God. In the end of the story, what was the end of the story? Tortoise, the turtle or the tortoise ran the, what, won the race. Amen. The moral of that story is you run the race with patience. Amen. Don't let anything, what, weigh you down. Don't get distracted. Don't get sidetracked. Distracted, amen. Don't what? It says, and the sins which do so easily beset us, what was his sin? Procrastination, distraction. Thought he had enough time. Thank you, Lord. Thought he had enough time. Amen. Up on his hand. Because he thought he was really racing against the tortoise. The tortoise. He was, but it was the moral of the story. He forgot the purpose. He forgot, okay, when you run in this race, you got to have consistency. You have to have structure. Amen. You can't get off. You still run and keep looking to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of your faith. Keep looking to Jesus. Keep looking to Jesus. And even down to the end, when a friend of my sister-in-law, when she was passing away, I remember that was the very first time that I was able to assist someone as they were dying. I had no clue from the beginning. I didn't know where she was at. But yet at the same time, the Lord was instructing me. I didn't even know about no death rattle or anything. I sat there because when I came into the room, I'm hearing this sound. I'm like, God, what is this sound? I'm like, is she struggling to breathe? What? And immediately, the Lord had me to go. I went to Google. And I typed in the signs of death, the last signs of death. And it gave me that. And I was able to understand where she was at and what was going on. And then I allowed the Lord to minister to me so that I could minister to her. Amen. Glory to God. And in that, I was singing, hearing me sing. And I let her know that I'm still here. I'm still here. I told her I would be there with her until the end. And I said, I kept saying, I'm still here. And I would tell her, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Continue to look to Jesus until she stopped breathing. Her race was done. And we'll have to be sidetracked, amen. Because helping what? Assisting her. And cross on by Nitty the Boshakaya, God, over. Hallelujah. And crossing over. Glory to God. And so if you have any comment or question for myself, amen, of Prophet Matthew, glory to God. He's on a plane right now, headed back home, glory to God. But yet you can still have a question for him, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll get that to him. Amen. So on the conference line, just start fix your line and come on in if you have a question or comment for myself or Prophet Matthew. And on the Blog Talk Radio, amen, just press one on your dial and Minister Brian will put you in the queue. And you'll be able to come on in and ask your question or your comment or a praise report. Hallelujah. Or a praise report. Glory to God. Amen. Just come right on in. Amen. But we bless the Lord on this day. Amen. Amen. This is a good day. It's a great day. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God has gone forth. Amen. With your question. Hallelujah. And this word is rich on this morning. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. This word is so rich, amen, that help us, amen, these nuggets that we're getting, even from the question that Sister Marjorie asked us, amen, a question like that and many more questions like that, amen, it stirs up, thank you, Lord God, it stirs up the pure mind, because we have to be ready to give an answer. We have to be ready to give an answer, amen, amen. Even an answer to those, amen, that don't know Jesus. And they come and ask us, you know, why are you hoping this? Why are you believing this? You know, who is this Jesus? You know, they'll say, who is this Jesus? Because when you don't know who is this Jesus, when they don't know, amen, glory to God. And so we just bless the Lord for you on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have that question or comment, amen, just come right on in on this morning. Glory to God. Because there is no, I was taught in school that there is no stupid question. Amen. When you're asking questions, because we're in the learning mode. Even when you're in school, you're learning. And the teacher, I would say, there is no such thing as no stupid question. He said, the only stupid question there is when you know you have questions, you don't ask the question. That's a stupid question. When you don't ask, he said, I think that's stupid. And you know you have a question and you don't ask. Amen. That's in the learning mode. Glory to God. Amen. I yet see a Mother Sydney. Thank you, Lord. I yet still have questions about the Word of God. Amen. We all do. We all have questions. Amen. Amen. About the Word of God. And even, you know, a question about life. Amen. A question about life. How to live this life. Amen. How to live, amen, how to live right, thank you, Lord, in a sinful world today. How to live right in a sinful world. How to live right in a sinful world. How do we live right in a sinful world? What are some of the nuggets or advice, amen, that you would give a person about, you know, that's living right, but how, you know, to live right in a sense, that want to live right in a sinful world.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Ben, as well.
Now you done draw me in. Oh, Jesus, you done pressed the button. You done pressed the button. This is one of my pet peeves right now. Uh-huh. About living right in a sinful world. And I was, of course, you may not know this, I was at my mom's house for the weekend because we went to her grave on Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
But the night before, I was grilling because I was going to have, try to make dinners for my aunt, my mom's three sisters that lived there in town, her identical twin and her two other sisters. And so as we were outside in the backyard, my sister, one of her friends came over and she had this big old picture. She said, I bought margaritas for everybody. And I said, well, I guess it's more for y'all because I don't drink that stuff. She looked at me and bucked her eyes. And my sister told her, she said, no, my sister don't smoke, don't drink, don't do none of that. She says, oh. She said, well, my pastor, he be cussing in the pulpit and say, y'all pray for me because God's still working on me. I said, ah!
Oh, Father.
And, you know, I almost came unglued. And I said, and you still there? She said, well, it's not so much. He is my mom, and I don't really get nothing from him. And most of my family goes, I said, oh, see here? The devil is a defeated foe. So I began to minister to her. And I said, well, even though that's your mom, you need to be trying to protect your soul. I said, she said, well, mom, don't go there no more because the mom's leg was amputated. I said, well, you need to start coming. And she said, well, I don't really understand the Bible and da-da-da-da. And I see, this is where I'm at. Not that I'm throwing stone. Not that I'm persecuted, but people need to understand, some of you got to snatch out the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we that, you know, you got to be wise at this point when individuals make statements and individuals do certain actions that we know that is not pleasing or that God will have them to be at. So this is where we have to use wisdom and discerning and listen to God's voice speaking to us as believers to be able to witness to them and bring them into the place where they need to be at in God. So I began to minister to her from where she, you know, taking the bait that she put out there and minister from that point. Not bashing, and I said, well, you know, I said, and you know, God is so good because yesterday the same thing we almost got on the topic. I was picking up client documents from a tax client, and she said, oh no, I can't have my character blemished. And she's a young lady. This is where we need to draw the line. Because the Bible said there should be a difference between holy and unholy.
Amen.
And people, for some reason or another, don't understand a difference between clean and unclean.
Amen.
We have to know how to not damage or hurt the individual. And I'm going to use Samuel for example. Oh, no, it wasn't not Samuel. It was Nathan, mm-hmm. the prophet. When David had killed Bathsheba's husband,
mm-hmm.
he used an analogy. And David was upset. He said, oh, that person deserved to die. He said, that man is you.
Mm.
He just gave the analogy, asked the question. And he just haphazardly throwed an answer out there. This is how we have to know, be very, very wise in winning souls these days, because I have a challenge with one of my relatives. You say something, and they're like, well, the Bible this and the Bible that, and I don't think it's nothing wrong. But then I have to come back and say, well, what about this? And what about that? Oh, I didn't see it that way. You have to get their mind to thinking, because today's thinking right is wrong. And wrong is right.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the question, in living in the sinful world that we're in, easy. It's so easy to give a person a simplistic answer to just to pat them on the flesh and say, okay, it's going to be all right. You know, God, I forgive you. And so, no, you got to tell them. God wants holiness. Or nothing at all. And not holiness by the tradition, but man has painted.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show them holiness according to the word of God.
Man.
There's so many scriptures to bring them in. But we have to let them know that this is what God has required. I love Isaiah 35:8. Say, this highway the highway, holiness.
Mm-hmm.
He said, though wayfarer man or fool shall not err therein. And I was like, I used to, when I first read that Mother Sidney, I was like, yeah. Okay, a wayfarer man, a fool, they can't err. He was letting us know that this word is so plain. If we just follow it, you can't make no errors on it. If you follow it,
mm-hmm.
And then it seems this can't be. It can be. If Enoch walked so close to the Lord with no Holy Ghost, come on, somebody, hello, amen, walls, floor, and light. With no Holy Ghost, and he was able to follow the law, and God took him, what more so than us that with the Holy Ghost? Hey, glory. Why is it so hard that we can't walk according to the word of God? Yeah, we know flesh get in the way. Yeah, we know we living in this thing. But I am a believer, Mother. I have to crucify myself. If we seek in ye first the kingdom of God, not some of it, but all of it, and all its righteousness.
Mm-mm.
He said, all these things, you said, you shall not want all these things. When you really seeking after God and pressing in, even in this sinful world, no matter how the temptations come, you can overcome because God will be that very present help in trouble. No matter if the trouble is small, medium, or great. But we got to put our affections on the things. And that's the main thing that I've been driving in to even my family members that I've been doing Bible study with. You have to have a desire to want to do right. That's the key thing. Do the individual want to do right? Do they want to be delivered? Because you can preach till the walls come down. But if they don't have that desire, you can't make them be saved, but you can give them the word.
Mm-hmm.
And allow God to just continue to work on them. And we know that everybody's going to be saved. But our responsibilities as believers in Christ to individuals in this sinful world is to be wise, to be gentle, to be patient, to be kind, to be loving, not bashing them and coming up inside their head with all kind of word and shoving it down their throat and stuff and thinking being mean and don't speak and all that kind of stuff. You won't win nobody like that. And then one thing, we can't argumentative. This is another thing that I see. Some saints like to be argumentative with the word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You cannot be argumentative with the word.
Man,
because right. they will respect you if you bring them the truth, and they can tell if you love them. They can tell if you are trying to be not just saying judgmental, but trying to be just make belittle them with the word. They can tell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is where I'm at right now. I know I'm saying a lot. But I just couldn't let this moment go by without you saying, how do we talk to these individuals in the sinful world that we're in?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much out there. It's so much out there that, you know, people are grasping onto. So many people coming in with their little twist about, okay, we and be careful with my words. We are the chosen one. Everybody, all of a sudden, everybody's the chosen one.
you ain't you ain't gonna, you know, you ain't got the truth. You being bewitched and all of this old kind of stuff. Just stick with the word of God. God already put it in motion what he wanted us to know about salvation. And we don't have to be worried about if we this over here or we chosen over here and this, that, and the other. Yeah. Mother, I don't care if I was green and we was the only green family on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, what is it going to do for me to get to heaven?
All right, all right.
End on this picture. What is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Mm-hmm.
You get everything that you want. You got folks following you. You got this. You got houses. You got money. You got whatever. But do you have R-E-A-L, bold, capital letters, relationship with God? Does he know you really as his child? And will you really make it to heaven? That's my piece, and I'm going on mute.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I can live right in a sinful world, in a wrong world, in a wrong world. I tell you, that was powerful. That was a good thing to do. Amen. That was good. That was good. Amen. Because, you know, you got to have that word. You got to live totally different. Amen. And, you know, we don't want our character more, you know, and because we're supposed to be that living Episcopal. You know, we're supposed to be in the image of Christ. And so we're supposed to make a difference. He said we're a royal priesthood, you know, the chosen generation, you know, and what the word says. And so you got to come, we got to come up, amen, to the word of God.
Mother, see, there you go. He said we are a chosen generation. But see, they so busy trying to get you to come over here because say you belong to this tribe and you belong to this, and you know we was this and we was that.
Yeah.
Okay. You trying to get folks to realize that you know. Lord Jesus, I'm trying to. Oh, I'm gonna just use initials because I ain't gonna try to. The BJs, okay? They want you to be over here. They're wondering if you the BJs, and. But what about you being a chosen generation? What about you being, well, you know, they took this from us and they did that. Okay, but you have the word of God to read for yourself.
Amen.
I believe that you should know your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Bible tells us that no man, let no man be with you. I believe it says something to that effect. Don't be deceived. That's what bewitch means. Don't be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the Sunday school class, if I come in and tell you, and I'm glad that you brought that scripture out in Timothy. I'm so glad that you brought that. Because, you know, I said, if somebody come and tell you that you can't eat meat no more and all we're supposed to eat is a peanut butter sandwiches, and don't do this, and you're supposed to chew on this grass over here and da-da-da-da, and that's how you're going to make it to heaven, you better run. You better run, because God is so he's such an awesome God. And the wise, Sister Marjorie, I heard her this morning with her question,
And I said to myself, that's because somebody ain't trying to study the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so if they do become a heretic, it's because they allow somebody to stray them away from not studying for themselves. It's something to, yes, it's okay to go to the four-wall congregation. Yes, it's okay to hear the preached word of God. Yes, it's okay to hear the call on the conference line and get a word. But what about you seeking a God and making sure that this is what God is saying in his word for yourself? Started off as a child in Sunday school. Sure, I went to seminary and all that other stuff, but that means not a hill of beans if I don't get on my face before the Lord. If I don't say, God, open up my understanding and you give me the knowledge behind what I read, my education is nothing. It is N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing. No thing. You got to open up this brain space.
Amen.
The word, impart the knowledge of what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Because if he don't do it, then I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I'm just saying stuff I read and don't even know what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have the example in the scripture with the Ethiopian eunuch.
Yeah.
That's why we have it. He said, what readest the man of God? Said, what readest thou? He said, well, you know, and he founded on what he read. He said, well, there's water. What hinders me to be baptized then? Because he had to have an understanding. He was reading it.
Right.
But he didn't have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So God sent somebody along. See, it was God doing the opening up the understanding. It wasn't so much that it was the vessel that God used. It was God that brought the vessel to the vessel to open up the vessel's understanding. And this is where we have to get the understanding. Even when we read it, we have to allow God to open up that flow of our mindset. We can't be narrow-minded and thinking, I know. My pastor said, you need to watch those people say, I know.
Mm.
You know so much, then what's the purpose of me talking to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasting my breath.
Yeah.
And this mother, I'm not trying to ramble, but this is good.
You ain't rambling. That's good. That's good.
We got to get to the crux of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what is it to profit the whole world and lose your soul?
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that whatever we receive of the word of God, it's going to be beneficial to our souls. It's going to build up the most holy faith. We don't need a whole bunch of shenanigans. We don't need another whole bunch of foolishness, of man-made stuff. We need the anointing of God to rest, rule, and abide. Because then when the anointing of God rests, rule, and abide, it will destroy yokes. It will break down generational curses.
Amen.
It will depression and oppression. It will break down fear and unforgiveness. When the anointing of God comes in, and as the word is being delivered, hallelujah, with the anointing, he can set the captive free.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by the anointing of God. I'm going back on mute.
Amen, my sister. I tell you, that is good. It's true. It says by the anointing of God. Amen. It's going to help us today. Amen. So if you have any more, you have any comment or questions, amen, for myself, Prophet Matthew, amen. And even Angelus Wilkes, she's on the line with me now. Glory to God. Just come on in on the conference line. Just start at your line. Come on in on the Long Talk Radio. Just press 1 on your down ministry, Brown, put you in the queue. And so we just thank and praise our testimony. I don't want to forget about testimony, but some people have powerful testimonies. Amen. Glory to God, how God has brought them out, how God probably healed, God probably delivered. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever God has done, I tell you, I'm just in amazement, even in this this time of my life. Amen. As being a widow, it's something. But I tell you, the word of God is so true. The word of God has truly came so much alive in my life. His promises, amen. When God speak it, when he said it, amen, I mean, he performs it. He performs his word. Amen. Glory to God. When the word of God said, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, that it is. And my sister Sally, she's always, when she called me, most of the time, and she'll say, thy maker is thy husband. And I just smile. I smile, even on the phone, I'm smiling. I'm like, thanks, sis. But what is this? And Mother Cindy, what is she saying? She's saying, you know, that at this moment, God is my husband. He's going to provide, like Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And you know, in this season, in this time, God is here still. He's just wowing, Mother Sidney. He just continually wooing me. When someone woos you, hey, my video, Shekiah, God, what are they doing? They just drawing you even closer. Ah, thank you, Lord. Drawing you even closer and closer and closer unto them. Amen. And so I just bless the Lord in this walk of this time. Amen. That I'm in. Amen. At a different place. Amen. But yet still pressing on. Amen. At a different place and continually to pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I tell you, God, the song said he's a way maker. Amen. He makes a way out of no way. Ah, glory to God. I'm just excited, amen, about the Lord on today, about his word. I tell you, we had so much knowledge, amen, so much a wealth of information given to us on this morning, amen, just being a partaker. Amen, being a partaker of it. Glory to God, you know, we give out, we give in, you know. We receive in, we receive and we give. Amen, glory to God. And it's just a blessing, it's just a blessing, amen, on this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Simon, are you on the line this morning? The Lord just dropped you in my spirit. Apostle Simeon, are you on the line this morning? He might be. I know he said word. But the Lord just dropped him in my spirit. Amen. Because he got a word. He has a word. Amen. In his belly for the people. Amen. On a day. He got a word. He has a word. A profound word. Amen. On today. Glory to God. But we just bless the Lord for you once again on the conference line. You have a comment, question, a praise report. Amen. For myself, Prophet Matthew, Evangelist Wilkes. Amen. Just start this on your line and come on. Don't be shy. Just come in on the line on the Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Amen. Just press 1 on the dial. Amen. Administrator Brian will put you in the queue. Amen. God bless you. Amen. To our Blog Talk listener. Amen. From near and far. Amen. Across the waters. Lord God, across the ocean. When I'm saying across the water, across the ocean. Glory to God that's able to hear this word. Amen. To those in the hospital, those behind the prison wall. Amen. Those in group homes, women's shelter. Amen. Domestic violence shelters. Amen. The women's shelter. Glory to God. Amen. Our military men. God bless you. Amen. I decree and declare that the angel of the living God continue to keep protecting you. Amen. Glory to God. While you are fighting for your country, glory to God, protecting your country. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God have always set things in order and set things in place. Glory to God. And now think about how it is something how we have to have a military force. And we look back in the biblical day, they had a military force too. Amen. They had a military force. But the arms of the Lord, they had the arms of the Lord that protected them. Amen. Their hands to war when they needed to war. Amen. And I think about David. Amen. And how David, when he was fighting the Philistines one time, he was fighting the Philistines. And not David, but Joshua. And they was in battle. And Moses as their intercessor. When Moses was standing up, as Aaron and Hur, as they held up Moses' arm, amen. And Moses had to sit down on the rock as they held his arm up. Glory to God. They was winning the battle. And as his arm got heavy, they started losing the battle. Because starting off, you know, he had the strength to keep his hand up before God and praising God, you know, because he knew where the strength was coming from. He knew what was helping them win the battle. As how he kept praising God, as he kept looking to the hill. But what comes with his help? His help comes from the Lord. But as his arms start getting heavy, how many of you know that that's why we need armor bearers? Amen. Not just in the church per se, armor bearers. You need your sister, your brother. You need somebody at your side. Amen. Glory to God. To keep you up, hold your arms up, to hold you up. Amen. Why are you interceding? Amen. For a nation of people. Why are you fighting this battle? Amen. For a person or a nation. Amen. Glory to God. That's why we got to continue to hold up, glory to God, our leaders. Amen. In the gospel. Hold up our leaders across the world. Hold up. Put them up before God. The military force. Glory to God. Got to continue to hold them up in this day and time that we are living in. Hallelujah. Because I need you and you need me. Hallelujah. We need each other in this day and time that we're in. We need each other. God did not make us on an island by ourselves. He said it's not good for man to be alone. That's what he was talking about, man and woman. He said it's not good for him to be alone. Isn't it something how God, when he created Adam, he created him from the dust of the earth. He created him from the dust of the earth. And he gave him instructions. And he told him to name the animals. Every living creature, he gave him the authority to name them. And then as he was looking at him, and he said it was not good for man to be alone, and he put a deep sleep up over Adam, and he took a rib. He took a rib from Adam. Not just any rib. He took a strong rib, a special rib, that protected his heart. Hey, glory. He didn't just take any kind of rib, not a weak rib, but it was a rib, amen, that protected his heart. Amen. That same rib, amen, that had the same heartbeat as he would have. Oh, bless the name Jesus. And he created Eve from that rib. That's why he said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. They were one. They was already one. They was already one. That was the first marriage institution. It was already one. It was already one because what? Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Glory to God. And so we need each other. Amen. Glory to God. Because where I might be weak, yet you might be strong. But you might be strong, yet I might be weak. And you talk about the institute of marriage. I think about, thank you, Lord. When I was caring for my husband, and truly, I said, by that time, we had became one. I looked at the whole structure of our marriage, and I looked at the structure of it in the spirit, and I looked at it in the natural. I looked at both of us. I looked at some things that was going on in Mother Sidney's body. I looked at the things that was going on in his body. And I would tell him, I said, you know what? I said, we're one. I said, we make up a one. We make up an entity. I said, we are one. Today is not two. I said, we're one today. I said, in this marriage now, I said, we are really, really one. And like I told him, I said, you might have a weak heart. I said, but that's all right. I said, because I got God giving me a strong heart today. I said, I got weak knees and weak legs. My leg's not strong. My knees not as strong as they should be. I said, but you got strong legs and strong knees. And I told him, I said, you know, there might be something going on in the mind and in the brain, in your mind and brain. I said, it might not be functioning as quick. You might not be as quick as you used to be. I said, but God had given me the mind. Amen. The mind of Christ, I said, where it can endure, it could take, it could think for both of us. And so I'm thinking for both of us with the help of God. And I said, today, in this day forward, I said, we're one. I said, we're one, we're one, we're one. I could be all the way in the basement. Or I could be in the kitchen, whatever. And it was something. I could hear. It's just like God gave me supersonic ear. I could hear him. I could hear him in the basement, in the living room, I mean, in the kitchen, wherever I was at. I could hear his breathing. I could hear him cough. That's how tuned in, thank you, Lord, and I was. And so we just bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Glory to God for you on today. Amen. Could you give us a commercial, Minister Brian?
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Our Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark,
The Prophet,
The Prophet,
and The Fire.
And
the Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th, and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away.
Your registration is $60.
That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package.
Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021.
Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC. $ArkChurchMarionSC. Go ahead, register now. For more information, contact Mildred Sweeney at 843-617-4752.
Mildred Sweeney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, The Prophet, and The Fire.
And The Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet. All weekend long.
Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you May 14th through 16th.
Be there.
Be there.
God bless you, Evangelist Sidney. It's a real peace to be. Excuse me, current dates in mind as well. On June the 12th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to the Abundance Conference, Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Church, the place of praise at 2601 Lincoln Way, Suite 1 in Olympia Fields, Illinois, where Pastor Mel Flowers is the pastor. June 18th and 19th, Dr. Matthews, and 20th and 19th, to Racing, Wisconsin, July 21st through the 23rd, he's coming to Montgomery, Alabama, on his way to Upper Room End Time Ministries. August 19th, 20th, and the 21st, Dr. Matthews will be at the Pilgrim Pool Gospel Ministries located at 379 Lakehurst Road in Brownsville, New Jersey, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the pastor. Again, that's going to be August 19th, 20th, and the 21st. Dr. Matthews is on his way September. The Bridge and the Gap, on his way to San Antonio, Texas, where Bridge and the Gap, bringing the love, and San Antonio, Texas, lifestyle studio, where I'll oversee Tina Rice. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. For more information on any of these announcements, you can call 877-912-2027. And in San Antonio, Texas, is September 18th and 19th. I apologize. Again, you can call 877-912-2027. And don't forget the Lifeline Prophetic Conference, June 25th to the 27th. June 25th to the 27th, it will be at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois. More information is forthcoming on that. For all of you all that sent prayers for me while I was in the hospital dealing with the tinnitus, I truly, truly appreciate it. And thank you all so very much. My granddaughter had her staples taken out of her leg on yesterday, and she's doing very well. And I appreciate the prayers for her as well. God bless you, Linda Sidney.
Amen. God bless you.
Good
to hear your voice and good that you're at home. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. And your granddaughter. Amen. They say the effectual, fervent, prevalent, righteous man of heaven much. Amen. We have so much in this day and time that we're in to pray for. Bible tells us a man should always pray and not faint. So that means that we must continue to keep praying, even in the good times. Amen. We have to continue to keep praying on today. Amen. Glory to God. So we have a question once again for myself, Apostle Matthews, and Rolf, amen, on today, on my
conference line, Stars Fiction line, praise report, conference line, Stars Fiction line, amen, on Blog Talk Radio. They're still with us, amen. Glory to God, your stars, press one on your down, administrative power, bring the energy to you. We just bless the Lord, amen, on today, amen, for such a word, amen. Continue to pray for Prophet Matthew. There's a flight, amen. The angel of the Lord, amen, will be protecting and watching them on the airwaves, amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise God. Today is Apostle Simmons. Is he on the line this morning? Glory to God. Amen. I mean, he must not be able to get to the phone. Amen. But he might be listening. Glory to God. But we thank and praise God for you.
He will be on Saturday, Mother. This is the third Saturday. So he is.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Mother Sydney. God bless you, Evangelist Will, Dr. Will. Yes, over here. I'm in some domestic stuff. I'm sitting here hearing you teaching, woman of God. I wanted to come in and ask a question, but I said it may take a little while, so I'll save it. But I just bless God for you and Dr. Matthew on this morning.
Amen.
Bless God for what God is releasing. To God be the glory. I just say stay in that vein, woman of God. Stay in that vein.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord had just put you in my spirit at that moment, amen, and said he had a word, amen. He had the word, amen. He had the word for the people, amen. He had given us the word, amen. Glory to God, amen. I thank and praise God for the body, amen, the body of Christ, amen. Glory to God, amen, where there is so many. There's only one body, but we know there's many members in the body. Glory to God on today. And then when there's many members in the body, so we know there's a variety and the platters of gift that is flowing through the body. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what makes up a body. Amen. Glory to God. We have the skeletal system. We have the naturally. We have the skeletal system, amen. We have the muscular system, amen, that covers the bones and protects the bones. We have the cells, amen. We have the reproductive system. We have the lung, the respiration. We have the heart, amen. We have all of these, the brain, amen, the neural system, amen, that makes up the whole body. And then it's the same. It's the same in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. There are so many different parts. Amen. Of the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That makes up what? The kingdom of God. It makes up the kingdom of God. Glory to God. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. On this morning. For the body, glory to God. Once again, I'm going to throw it out there. If there's any more comments or questions or a praise report, amen. Hallelujah. On the conference line, Star 6, amen. On the blog talk, they're going to get ready to leave us, amen. If you have a comment or question, a praise report.
Good morning, woman of God. God bless you this morning.
God bless you.
And we give honor to Dr. Matthews, Administrator Barney, all the ones that are on the line. It's been a powerful teaching, woman of God.
Amen.
As Apostle Simmons says, stay in that vein. It's been a blessing. Mother Sydney, I'll share with you as a widow. You know, God can put it, I don't even say it's more, I say incubation, you know, because we go all the way back to another life then, our new form of life, because when our loved one, our spouses, our husbands leave us, right, we're readjusting again. But in that, God says, he always share with me and I'll share with you from one widow to another. The isolation that we feel then, is really a time. Now, my experience was it was a time of a greater divine importation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said, you know, and like you said, he's our husband. He is. And the scripture says that. He's a mother, he's a father, he's the husbandman. And so it's the divine importation, and I can share this with you too. I have my own private divine conversations with the Lord. So yeah, as a widow, we ask him many things. Okay, we do. But in his answering me, the anointing that's in our lives, or can be in a widow woman that God is using, can be of such great magnitude that when he does bring or change, or if that connection happens again with another man in our lives, it's not going to be one that we have to refine, because God is already going to have him define. So in that part, we continue with the importation, and God then comes in and he fills all of that space we feel because of the separation. And so, and there is no time limit or frame in the earth realm of the Gregorian calendar that we or people can look at for to think that God fills that space. He does it. He does it. And I thank God for that, because he was like, he said, you when he refines us to the port, he says, yes, and in time, I can't bring you contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I said, because I can't bring you contamination, you celebrate what the world may perceive as isolation. You celebrate what the world may perceive as you as a widow of separation. It's really what it is a great importation. And what you could have, you gave in your relationship to your husband, those, like you said, those nuggets and things, you're releasing into the kingdom of God. Amen. For the glory of God. So this is what he said. He said, don't you pity part in your story. This is your glory time. I said, thank you. I wouldn't, you know, I'll go in them tongues in a minute. But so I wanted to just share that with you. And I celebrated it because I'm never, never lonely.
Amen.
Now for the
amen.
Right, evangelist. They may not understand that, and singles may not. But you're blessed married couples, you're blessed singles, but you're blessed so many people because, and I believe you feel that way. There's never a time that, there's not a lonely time, because that time is a learning time, and it is a loving time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You're so correct.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm not lonely. Might be alone at time, but not lonely.
Right. That's it. That's it. And then those times they're used. The grands, you know, our grands, the children, and so many others that come into our lives that we minister and share with, and it's a blessed time. Sometimes he gives best things about writing. I mean, he does so many times, and I say the young ones now, you know, the ones in their 40s and things, and they be like, Auntie, I got to keep up. I say, you keep up with God, and then if you keep up with God, you'll be in the same space where we're for. You just, Auntie, I can't keep up with you. I say, you got to keep up with God. If you keep up with God, you keep up with and it's a joyous to a point where I'm satisfied. Hey, Shakabo Sanaba, in the sacredness of God. I'm satisfied. But you can take that one. Somebody preach that one. When you meet a satisfied.
Ah, glory.
All right. Not only satisfied, but a sanctified widow. Hallelujah. Like I said, one of the mothers in church. Meet us there. It's a powerful place. Amen. In the kingdom of God, of how he helped to inspire so many people. And the best one I want to share with you when you were talking about the turtle. You're talking about the turtle.
Yes.
He said, I've been listening to you now. Yeah. Okay. About the turtle. I just wanted to share this one with you. You were talking about that turtle. And I forgot, what was the other one you called that was trying to outrun the turtle?
The hair.
Right. The hair got long legs. The turtle ain't got the short legs, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was listening to you, and I said, okay. I said, God had me to think that the turtle, you can barely see the turtle legs, right? You can barely see the turtle legs. Now, what happened, I put it on film, and I share it with the young ones in the family. You know, they be saying, Auntie got a little zoo out there, because every little different things I be seeing, I put it on camera and send it to them, right? And there was a turtle. So I watched this, make it real quick. The turtle, barely little legs, this turtle, when it comes from the water, right? The turtle comes from the water. That turtle knows how to find the spot, because they'll come at a season, and this is the season where they're birthing. They're birthing now. The turtles are birthing. Uh-huh. You mentioned it. But I'm, you know, as a prophet, I'm going to go there. There's a birthing season, right? but see, the struggle of what you're coming out of, where you coming out of a place where you leave no footprint, because the turtle, the only footprint is when you hit the land. See, the land isn't when you come out of the struggle, out of the birthing canal, out of the water. When the water then broke, the turtle comes out of the water. But it's when you put, when God shows you where you put that footprint at, and that's what that turtle does. Evangelist Thelma Sidney, and I don't know if you ever watched it, but I've had time to watch the turtle. I had a whole hour I sit there and watch that turtle.
All right.
That knows what spot in the land to go, and the Lord said, watch it build this house. You know how the Holy Spirit talks to you. And I want you to watch the turtle. As slow as this turtle is, this turtle has enough wisdom. I'm saying wisdom or instinct, since it's in the animal kingdom. But it has enough instinct to know where to go. Watch it. It knows where to go. It knows when to stop. It knows how to get the right spot of soil that's going to sustain the birthing. I'll watch it, and then all of a sudden it'll move his little head and turn with his little back feet, and it digs and digs. And what is it doing? Now it's not only found the spot, but it's building the house. It's building the house. That turtle builds them.
Yeah.
Make that spot and has enough strength, right? Look at the strength. That turtle has enough strength to not only find the land, build the house of the land, build the hospital room, build the incubator for the baby, and then afterwards it's going to turn into the sustainability for the baby. Amen. That woman of God laid them eggs. Hallelujah. Births. It does it. Builds. It births. And then after it builds and births, it brings security. Hallelujah. And has enough strength after it births. And it has enough strength to cover. Watch it now. Has enough. It covers. It covers what it births.
Amen.
God, it covers the birth, and then it has enough strength after what it has imparted into the soil, into what it's birthed, into what it's built, enough strength now to go on for the next journey. Evangelist, never underestimate a turtle move while you think. The, what's the other one you're saying that can outrun? That turtle might be slow. I learned the Lord taught me a lesson there. The race is not given to what?
Will.
Go ahead now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lord, give it to the strong. Share with you. That it I think, look at this. God wanted me to see the strength. The ability to do all of that. And not why are you going to within 60 within 60 minutes you're birthing.
Mm-hmm.
And within 60 minutes you're going to be birthing. That's what that turtle was doing.
My God.
Amen. It was a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Of the divine power of God and his creation. Because he created them in Genesis as well as he made us.
Yes.
And he's just showing the divine revelation of God. And if a turtle has that ability, can you imagine for us who are made in the image of God, if, like you said, we come into that oneness of what God has brought us in, what we're able to do with that account that he gives us in our ability. That's that accountability. I thought I shared the turtle story with it. Amen. So, hallelujah, but synchronized for birthing, synchronized for building. Amen. Synchronized to complete what God had given them the instinct to do. All right, woman of God, that turtle, that was something else. That was that
man, yes.
Power for the
Spirit.
I thank God to the revelation. Thank you for the revelation to see
that.
And it's not the size of the evangelist.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some pretty big, but then it's not the size. That turtle can be medium, but it's not the size.
That's right. That's right. They come in all sizes.
Somebody tell you, we slow as a turtle. I won't take that as an insult anymore.
Amen.
You amen.
Right.
I'm the ability.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Amen. I can thank God for the turtle.
Amen. You know, that's true.
While we're living in it's a, I think you mentioned fear conscious in Timothy, in the book of Timothy, of Paul talking about that, and you're so right, Evangelist Thelma Sidney, that's where we are. It's demonic desensitization. That's what it is. Everybody, the demonic desensitization, sensitizing of the mind, and they do that, they do that because of the constant repetition that we're seeing of the evil over and over again that you see, not the majority of people, but a lot of people, its goal and strategy is so that the people cannot distinguish the good from the evil. And so we who are evangelizing and we who are the leaders in the kingdom of God, we would say the harvest is plenty, but the labor's a few. Because not only are we bringing in the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation, but it's almost like God, we got to get that word that go in and actually heal. And then it has to bring restoration because that mind has been ripped because it's been seared, as you said.
Yeah.
That seared, the person doesn't know right from wrong. But before, I think I was just someone come and say they had a margarita. Well, you know, like they said back in the day, they would never think to of someone in clergy or whatever to even have the alcohol there. They'd go behind a plum bush or whatever and stash it in there and lead the same folks on the porch somewhere. And they'd have some respect, but now there's no respect for the the body of Christ sometimes in those type of events and things we do. Why? Because we who are the leaders of Christ recognize that the enemy has seared the mind of the people to different degrees. So the consciousness, there's no consciousness of repentance for sin to the majority of people. That's about it's desensitizing not only morally, but the spiritual things that are right. Because how do you do the things that are right? Well, first we recognize that some people don't know what's right and wrong. And then God will strategy of how to go in and bring that light and bring that sound so that they'll know that there's something different about what I heard. And that is when they get the word of God, the truth in them. Then that change will come about. Amen. We got to pray for the other people that you were talking about.
Right. Yes.
So Marjorie or someone was talking about that come in.
Yes.
And mine have conscious have been seared. And you read that scripture. I love that, of how in love we try to bring them to the light. Because those two with that doctrine are actually creating influence with other people that then, if their mind isn't strong, they believe that. And the sad story is I've seen that connection in another great gospel singer's connected, and that gospel singer's mind was seared, and it, that mind still seared. Because you got to be careful with who you connect with and when it comes to doctrine, because I saw that reaction happen, the wrong connection, the seared conscious connection, and then all of a sudden you got scorched by the iron too. All right, woman of God, but I'm going to remember the turtle, hallelujah. Just because the turtle is slow, evangelist, doesn't mean that the turtle isn't going to birth.
That's right. That is so true. You know, you talked about how it takes 60 minutes, amen, for that turtle, you know, to give birth. You know, now some people, they have to travail. Some people, their labor is a little longer.
Amen.
And that turtle still represents that. Amen.
Amen.
I know this one person was in labor for 18 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it's just a travailing. Amen. Even in the spirit. Amen. When I think about how, glory to God, I think about a situation with my daughter. Amen. That has a stroke. And she's a W amputee.
My Lord.
When I went before the Lord and I was travailing, I was travailing. You know, you have this prayer line praying, that prayer line praying, you praying, and you was like, wow, Lord, what is, and things are hitting back to back. I said, God, she's in these surgeries. From a 2-hour surgery to a 12-hour surgery, oh my, Nidiosakaya God, and yet still had to have the leg amputated.
My Lord.
Like, oh my God. I said, God, what she is going through. And even as a mother going before God, I went before God, and the Spirit of the Lord stopped in my spirit. That I'm with her.
Amen.
I'm with her. And he brought back to remembrance of what he told her. Amen. Glory to God. That she's healed regardless of all what you went through. Now, her mind could receive this. She's a young girl, young woman at 40 years old, could receive this. But she believed it because she told me she believed it. She said, God said, I'm healed.
Amen.
I said, you heal, you are healed. I said, don't look at what's happening. I said, don't look, amen, at your leg being amputated. Don't look. Thank you, Lord God. He said, don't look at the process.
Amen. Amen.
Don't look at the process. He said, don't look at the process. Because if he said you're healed, you are healed. And
amen.
That God said, rest in him. I had to
That's
rest
it.
In God. I had to rest in God because I said, I don't have no answer. I don't have the answer
My God.
Why this is happening, why that is happening? I said, from what the doctor said, I said, it was genetic in the blood on your father's side. I said, so I don't understand it. I said, but God said you're healed. I said, that's a report that I believe. And I said, I have to stand on God's word. And I told her, I said, just hold on to mama's faith. I said, just hold on to mama's faith. I said, you will, I said, you're at a place where you angry, you upset. I said, go ahead, get angry. Go ahead, get upset. I said, but let it pass.
Amen. That's it. That's Lord.
You know, I said, don't go. I said, you might get a little depressed. I said, yeah. I said, that's all right. I said, but don't go down into it. I said, just pass through it. I said, pass through all that you are going through. I said, but just remember, remember mama's faith and run with it. I said, just hold on to my faith. I said, when you're gone before God, I said, just tell him you stand on your mama's faith because you need have him to help your unbelief. I said, mama, at the same time, Lord, help my unbelief. I said, I don't understand because as a mother, amen, not as the evangelist now, as a mother,
yes.
I ain't understand this thing. I'm like, what's going on, God? Then evangelist come in. I'm like, wait a minute, God, your word said. Then the mother come back in. I said, that's my baby. I said, I don't understand this, God. You know, and then the evangelist come back in. That God so loved the world. And it was like the flesh and the spirit. Was worrying. The flesh was trying to understand the things of the spirit, couldn't understand it. But then the spirit would come in and bless me and speak to me. And so through all of that, amen, glory to God, God had lifted her. Amen. The 2 months that I was up there, I went up there on assignment. The first month was an assignment. I told him, I said, I'm going on my first missionary journey. I said, because my assignment is with my daughter. I went on my first missionary journey doing what I had to do. Driving an hour from the house every day to the hospital. Back and forth. And that's taking a toll on the body. Back and forth. Amen. Until she got out of the hospital. Then we're back again with this other episode happened with the other leg. Then had to have the stroke. And then had to have the other leg amputated.
My Lord.
And as a mother, that knocked me back. As a mother, I had nothing to say, but Lord, I have nothing to say. And I actually seeing it where they do owe me, and I'm seeing where my daughter waiting on the ambulance, and she trying to speak, and the words is not coming out. And I'm looking, I'm like, God, my daughter had a stroke. And yet here it is, the loosening of a blood clot went to her heart chamber. It went to the chamber. But God, I said, God, you said she healed. I'm praying. And I just said, don't try to even talk. I said, just relax with God. She crying, the mother crying, and the evangelist trying to pray.
My Lord.
And yet, and at the same time, all of this chaos that's going on, want to get to the mother, want to get to the daughter, but the evangelist saying, okay, I get the spirit, man, you got to have a level head right now. You got to pray. I have to come to myself. Myself is the spirit man, because mother had to move out the way, had to pray and pray and pray until the ambulance got there. They living in a rural area, taking them about 40 minutes to get there. I'm like, Jesus. But yet today, God have restored, and yet still restoring. She got aphasia. God is still restoring her. He's repairing her. And when I went up there, there were some things that had to be put in order. God had me go up there for a reason. Had to put some things in order because things had dropped, amen, with her care after she had came out. You know, they give you a case manager. When you leave, they give you a case manager, and they set up your home health care stay. That case manager left the job, quit that job, and that left her stuff on the, left her file on the desk, and nobody touched it. Nobody knew what was going on. But the mother had to intercede and make calls and make calls and make calls. I didn't know what to do, but I kept making calls. I said, God, what to do? Had to call her vascular doctor. And the vascular doctor assistant told me what to do. And that got the ball rolling for many things today. And the day that I left, amen, everything was set in motion. From down to the home health care, from down to the physical therapy, from down to her incontinence care, amen, from down to her speech and down to the neurologist. Everything that she needed. And then down to her extended stay, her extended care, her long-term care. So I bless the Lord for the process. Didn't look at it, but had to do what we have to do. We have to do what we have to do when we don't know what to do. But you still got to do it, even if you don't know what to do. You still have to do. And God will give you what to do. Amen. When you're praying and when you don't know what to do, he put the people in a place. He put the people in a place. And I
that's the word, evangelist. That's the word. Amen.
Amen.
We stand on the, revelation of God. We stand on the sound of God. We stand on the leadership of God when we don't understand what we should be doing. And we recognize like you did when God sometimes makes a change and brings a change in a process we're going through, whether it's ministering with our family. God makes that change, or God closes that door for that case worker, because that worker wasn't qualified for the case. If the worker was qualified for the case, then God would have let them remain on the case. And so we recognize that as well. So God had to allow those things to happen because he's in control to what, to bring, to make sure that not only, you're talking about the evangelist, but the anointed mother, get a hands on the thing that you have bring your word into the process in order that it will do what it will bring the works that was needed for healing in your daughter's life. That's how God did that. I always lean. I said, Lord, I lean on you. Why I can't lean on my own understanding? I can't let it go through process in my mind. And as a mother, we can relate to that. God, I don't understand that, but I'm going to stand on your word.
Yes.
And then as a mother, we're going to love forever. We're going to love through it all, the whole journey, through the whole journey. Get us right there in the womb of the heart after you then came out the womb of the mom. That heart's still there.
Yes.
Struck us with wisdom of when to speak and when not to speak, but to pray. And when you got a praying mother, I think I shared that on the line with all our siblings, and I used to hear her praying, Lord, save all my children in times and years to come. Every time one of them would get saved from decades ago, I was like, there go mama's prayer, one by one by one by one. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I can remember them prayers. That's what you pray, you'd hear outside the room. That's how powerful her prayers were. Amen. God, honor those prayers. And as you said, your daughter, and through all the things you've done, she's healed. She's healed. Amen. I'm always that scripture. Man looks at the outward appearance. Hallelujah. But God looks at the heart. It's not the outward appearance of the flesh of us. Amen. But it's what's on the inside. Her heart's healed because what? Because you love. Hallelujah. Prayers and anointing on your life and the mother's touch that you give. She is not focused, and I thank God for that, that she can move past the journey of what's missing on the body. But not but it's not something missing in the heart. Ah, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
And she's still, amen, she's still, you're still mom, hallelujah.
Yes.
And the whole, what her spirit and her soul is through that journey, that's what people have to realize.
Hallelujah.
And we go to a greater place with time there, focus on all those material things, amen. And while we that are in the body of Christ are constantly doing what God tells us to do, because he tells us the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And amen. And others on the line. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Davis. Pastor Davis, thank you for that word. Amen.
Thank you, Edris, and everyone. And continue to pray. And that's one thing I told people, never underestimate the power of prayer. And you get an access to a conversation with God. I mean, he can go places where they never, he went to the places, you talking about your prayer. That's why they were doing one thing with her legs and your prayers, God was doing another thing with her heart. Hey,
glory to God. Amen. Amen.
God. Yeah.
That is true. Hallelujah. Man.
Hey, them prayers, God was honoring them prayers to get a heart right.
That's right. That's right.
That's Lord.
Man. Glory.
A heart to sustain the things of an adjustment and change in our life. God knew that it was your word that had to be sent to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. See that. Yeah.
God bless you. Bless you so much today. And we continue to pray and thank God for our sharing and what he will continue to administrate of Brian and the lives of her family, what God continues to show the miracles he does. And that's what he is, a miracle-working evangelist. He's a miracle-working God. You see what's happening in the earth realm, but that's why God has the prophets, the evangelists, teachers, the that's what he has us in the pastor. That's what he has the fivefold ministry for. This world needs it. It needs it because of the, like I said, it's desensitized now. You can never change. And that's the census when you say desensitized. Amen. They want to be your census. Amen. Why they do their census? But we're standing on top of God, which is how you know what's right. When you know it's wrong. You can know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. You would know it's wrong. You know. We don't get a doctorate degree for that. We could just say, God made you a man, God made you a woman. Why did he do that? So you could be fruitful and multiply. That's
right.
When you say your wife is a man, then you've automatically, you know, you're wrong. Because now you one of the main mandates of God, and that is fruit. And you man to man, you can't put fruit. You woman to woman, you can't put fruit.
So, amen. So we just going to pass by the word with you on that. That's just it. It's plain and simple. And you don't have to be in sympathy for that. That's the word.
Amen.
So yeah, move yourself from the privilege. If God chooses, we know some are barren. But you have automatically disobeyed the divine will of what God made the creativity of your body for. Amen.
That's true. Amen. That's true.
Don't come with no fast suit and try to sue us, because you can't sue us anyway. Because we greater than he that's in us than he that's in the world. So now you're trying to sue God. Trying
that's
to
right.
sue the kingdom.
That's right.
Are you
that's right.
Kingdom of God? I'll take that Bible right in that courtroom. That's what you're suing. You're not suing me.
That's right. That's the word. That Bible already is in the courtroom when you got to lay your hands on it.
You better say so.
Y'all got the word. Y'all keeping it closed.
Amen.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Well, God, I'm going to case or whatever, want to make a comment, but I tell you, you know, it's really right there in the word. We're not trying to be preferential. We're just prophets and teachers just proclaiming the word of God.
Yes,
amen. Not trying to change it, shape it, or shake it, because it's coded to do everything it needs to do. We're just speaking it. And it's powerful, and it hits people sometime, and they say that's what happens with truth. Truth hits them at a place sometimes you're not able to receive right then. And I thank God that you and so many people on the line, and administrator, and all your leaders and teachers on there with Dr. Matthews, their heart is open enough to know how to pray them through when they don't understand. Amen. We'll pray you. I know sometimes people, they... When they try to do you wrong, they don't want to hear that. But, yeah, we're going to pray you through. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Again, we're going to pray that God brings you through. Amen. But we might be at one of that turtle strip, but we still out there in the middle of trying to dig to make a birth. Amen. And you running past us telling us we're not doing anything. You just don't know. We're getting ready to birth something right there. You run right on. You run on. But we birth. I'm thinking about that race. You run a pass with that turtle. And if he was, if that turtle was on land, that analogy like that, that turtle was there for birth and not necessarily for running. So it didn't care if you ran past him or not.
That's
or not.
Right. That's right. I tell you. Man. I tell you. That's awesome.
Get off the line. It might be.
Amen. Amen.
George.
We
continue to pray
for y'all. Amen. We just bless the Lord, amen, for Prophetess Davis, amen, on the line with us. Glory to God. It's always a joy, amen, to have her on the line, amen. She brings a different flavor. Glory to God, amen. And I just thank and praise God for the multitude, amen, of flavors that we do have, amen. And as I stated, I said we're one body, but there's all many different members in the body. Amen. But we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to give you a chance to, if there's any more you want to comment, amen. You have a question, a praise report on the conference line. The Blog Talk Radio have been dropped. The Blog Talk line have been dropped. Amen. And the conference line, just start fix your line and come on in. You have a comment, question, or a praise report on today. I tell you, Mother Sydney, I've been blessed. Amen. I've been blessed on today. Glory to God. Through the word, amen, receiving and giving the word. I'm telling you, I'm just full. I'm excited. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Minister Brian, you want to come back in before I close on out and give us some commercials?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this thing is, we've lost all our boards over here, so they're shut down.
Okay.
They're all shut down again.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Amen. Well, we just thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. On today. Hallelujah. And on this day, take the word with you. Everywhere you go, pray is that God will, you will go in God's strength, you will go in God's love, you will allow the Lord to lead and guide you on today as you go to your various jobs, you go to your various destination, you go to your school, or whatever assignment that you have on today. Just take God with you. Take him before you, amen. It said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And we pray for your strength on today. We pray for your understanding on today. Amen. But most of all, keep God first in your life and shalom in your courts is my prayer. God bless you all.